In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Those who have the perfect knowledge of the Holy Quran are the greatest Prophet Muhammad, the Lady Fatima, and the 12 infallible Imams.
Now, we would like to talk about those who have the exactly right knowledge of the glorious Quran, and who are perfect in wisdom, and who alarm or make people worried about the possible dangers in this world and the next, by the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ibn Mahiyar has, through reliable sources, quoted Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, explaining the verse. As to those whom we gave the book before it, they are believers in it. The Holy Quran 28:52. In this verse, what is meant by, those who are given the book, are Ali Muhammad, alayhimus salam, who have been given the perfect knowledge of the Holy Quran. And some from this group are those who have believed in the book. The Hazrat said that, Ahli Iman means the believers on the Vilaya of the 12 infallible Imams, among the people who are apparently Muslims or the people of Qibla.
The Blessed Kulaini, Rahmatullah Alayh, and others have, from many sources reported that in explanation of the verse, nay, these are clear communications in the breasts of those who are granted knowledge. The Holy Quran 29:49. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, said, some clear signs, verses, of the Holy Quran are in the hearts of those who have been given the perfect knowledge, are the holy Imams, from Ali Muhammad, alayhim salam, and in their hearts, are both the words and the meanings of the glorious Quran.
In Basairat Darajat, through reliable chains of narrators, Abu Basir reports that Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, recited this verse and then said, Allah has not said that the mushaf or text of the Holy Quran is between two hardboard covers. Rather, He has said that it is in the hearts of those who have been given the perfect knowledge of it. Abu Basir asked, are you those people? The Imam replied, who else can be? This narration is quoted with nearly 20 chains showing that this verse is describing their greatness. It is also possible that what is meant by the aforementioned verse by the Hazrat is that the clarification of the Holy Quran is in the hearts of the Imams and that none else knows its meanings and secrets. Therefore, only they must be approached for understanding the Holy Quran properly.
The Blessed Ayashi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has quoted Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, as saying in the explanation of the verse, those whom we have given the book, recite it as it should be recited, and only they are the ones who have faith in it. The glorious Quran 2:121. That those who have been given the book are the holy Imams, alayhim assalam. Some commentators have said that Kitab, book, is Torah and that those who have been given its knowledge are those among the Jews and Christians who had faith in the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Some others say Kitab means the Quran and those who are given the book are the believers of this Ummah. The tafsir given by the Hazrat is based on this, and is according to sequence of the verse, because the right of recitation depends on its knowledge, along with its secrets and mysteries, and this is reserved only with these gentlemen. Hence faith in the Holy Quran cannot be perfect, but only through them.
The Blessed Kulaini, Rahmatullah Alayh, has, with reliable chains of narrators, quoted Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, saying while explaining verse, this Quran has been revealed to me, so that I may warn you through it, and those who reach this rank. The Holy Quran 6:19. And in the explanation of those who reach this rank, said that it means those from the progeny of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who may reach Imama. He also warns people through the glorious Quran as the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to warn. Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that those who reach this rank means the 12 infallible Imams. The Hazrat said that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was warning about Allah's anger, and so also do we. Many commentators have said that it means, because I am warning everyone to whom the Holy Quran reaches, till the Day of Judgment, and on the basis of what has been mentioned in tradition, the pronoun will be connected with the subject.
Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated with reliable chains of narrators from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that the Holy Quran is the warner which creates love for paradise and make one try to save oneself from hell. There are clear-cut verses, which give clear evidence of the meaning and the aim. And there also are some verses, which are not so clear allegorical, from which many meanings can be derived. Hence, it is difficult to know their meanings and aims. But you can act upon the clear verses, and put only faith on the allegorical ones, but you cannot act upon them. This is the word of Allah. Then as for those in whose hearts there is perversity, they follow the part of it which is allegorical, seeking to mislead and seeking to give it their own interpretation. But none knows its interpretation except Allah, and those who are firmly rooted in knowledge. The Holy Quran 3:7. And those who are perfect in knowledge are Ali Muhammad.
Likewise, Ali ibn Ibrahim and the author of Iqtisas, Rahmatullah alayhima, have, with reliable chains of narrators, quoted Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, saying that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was most perfect in the knowledge, and he knew what Allah has sent to him in the glorious Quran, and also its meaning, that is, he knew both the apparent and the hidden of the Holy Quran. It had never so happened that Allah sent him a verse, but did not show him its meaning. Similarly, his legal legatees, who came after him, also knew both the revelation and interpretation of the Holy Quran. In Kafi and Basair, a conclusion is made that Shias do not know its interpretation, but whenever anyone from those who are firmly rooted in knowledge tell it to them, they say, "We have put faith in it, that all of it is from Allah," though the Holy Quran contains the special, common, clear, allegorical, abrogating, abrogated verses, everything and all of it is known to those who are firmly rooted in knowledge. These verses begin with "He, Allah, who has sent this Quran to you," wherein are clear-cut verses and they are original Quran, and there are some other verses which are similar to one another, and their meanings are not quite clear. So, those whose hearts are inclined towards untruth, they cling only to these allegorical meanings, so that they may lead people astray, and make them fall in doubts, and give meanings to them according to their desires. And no one knows the meanings of the allegorical verse but Allah and those who are firmly rooted in knowledge, and the base of whose knowledge is conviction. There is a difference in recitation. Some stop at Allah and consider it the beginning of the divine words, and they regard, and they say, as its object, that is, the firmly rooted in knowledge, say, "We have put faith in the allegorical, that all of this is from our Lord, though we do not know their meaning." Some commentators do not stop it, after Allah and connect, and those firmly rooted in knowledge, with Allah, meaning they, firmly rooted in knowledge, also know the meaning of the allegorical verse of the Holy Quran. There are many traditions supporting the derivation of firmly rooted, that it means the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the holy Imams. In some narrations, it is mentioned that they say is the appellate of the dialogue, and its subject are the Shias, which means that when the Shias hear from their Imams, who are perfect in knowledge, the meaning of the allegorical verses, they testify to it, and say, "All this is from our Lord."
The Blessed Kulaini, Rahmatullah alayh, has, with true chains of narrators, quoted the Imam saying, "We are the one firmly rooted in knowledge, we know the meaning of the Holy Quran." And another reliable tradition says that the firmly rooted in knowledge is Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and after him, the Imams, alayhim as-salam. In Basair ad-Darajat, it is mentioned with reliable chains of narrators that Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, said, "In the Holy Quran, there is not a single verse which does not have its outward, and inward meaning, and that there is not a single letter which is not a sign showing what is happening, and its happening, and appearing is being made known to the Imam of the time, and its meaning is known to the living and present Imam, and so also to the earlier Imam, as Allah says, its meaning is not known to anyone, but Allah and those who are firmly rooted in knowledge, and it is we who know it. Ali ibn Ibrahim has said that Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, while explaining the meaning of the verse, the people of that group who have been given knowledge, will say that today's disgrace and adversity, is for the deniers, disbelievers. The Holy Quran 16:27, which reads the group who have been given the knowledge are the Imams, alayhim assalam. Similarly, while explaining the verse, those who have been given knowledge, know what, O Messenger, has been revealed to you from your Lord. The Holy Quran 34:6. The Hazrat said that it means Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, who has testified to whatever Allah sent to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Blessed Kulaini, Ramatullah Alay, has, with reliable chains of narrators, quoted Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, saying that, no one has ever claimed, but falsely that, he knows the entire Holy Quran, as it has been revealed to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he has collected it, and that he has remembered or learned it, by heart, except Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, and the Imams after him. They only have made such a claim truly. In another narration it is said that no one except the legatee of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can claim that, he has, both the inward and outwards meanings, of the whole Holy Quran. In yet another tradition, it is mentioned, among all the knowledge given to us by Allah, is the explanation and the commandments of the Holy Quran, and that we have also been given the knowledge of the changes taking place in every time and age or era. And then added, we used to tell it, whenever we found any writer, who would not reveal our secrets, or to such a person who could be informed of the secrets. Likewise, with reliable chains of narrators, Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is quoted that he said, by Allah, I know the book of Allah from beginning to end, so thoroughly as if they are the two palms of the hand. In the Holy Quran are the news of the earth, and the heavens, and the past, and the future. The Almighty Allah says that, it has a distinct explanation of all things. It is mentioned in yet another tradition that Allah said in praise of Asaf ibn Barkiyah, the vizier of Hazrat Sulaiman, alayhi salam, that the person who had knowledge of the book said, I will bring for you the throne of Bilgis, before your eye twinkles. Then the Imam placed his holy hand on his heart, the treasure of truths, and said, by Allah, we have the knowledge of the entire book. It is also mentioned from true sources that Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, said that Buraid ibn Muawiyah asked him the explanation of the verse. And those who disbelieve say, you are not a messenger. Say, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you, and whoever has knowledge of the book. Suri Ra'ad, 43. The Imam replied, after the Prophet, they are we, and the one who is better than us. That is to say Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
It is mentioned in Basayr that, a man came to Imam Qasim, alayhi salam, and said, you are giving such explanation of Allah's book, the like of which we have never heard before from anyone else. The Hazrat replied, the Holy Quran came to us, before all others, and we got its explanation, before it reached anyone else. Therefore, it is we who know the halal or legal, and haram or illegal, and nasikh or abrogating, and mansukh or abrogated of the Quran, and we know which verse was revealed while in journey, and which at home, and which at night, and which in the day. Hence we are the possessor of wisdom and intelligence from Allah, and we are the witness of Allah on the creation, and this is according to the words of Allah. Very soon we will write down their testimony, and they will be asked. The Holy Quran 43:19. The Hazrat said, "The testimony is for us, and questioning is for those who include the entire Ummah or Muslim community. Therefore, this is the knowledge of which you have been made aware and proof has been completed, which was incumbent on me. So, if you accept it, be thankful, and if you reject, then Allah is witness to everything."